When you you don't even be looking like Beyonce when you show up.
But you look average. Like, you look like you just, you know, it took you 20 minutes.
Looking like Akilah and the Bee, Kiki Palmer. Like, what did you spend the last 3 hours getting ready for? For you who are always late, and I understand, people are like, oh, island time this, island time that. Get it together.
What's good? My name's Nuria.
And my name is Caroline. This is the Cathartic Experience.
Two therapists talking about life
in an unfiltered way.
Yeah. Welcome and welcome back to the new people. Welcome. Ooh. To the old people. Welcome back.
Yes, and don't forget to subscribe, leave a review. We have to remind y'all.
Yeah,
people.
We're not used to that.
We're not used to it. I feel like
on
a YouTuber.
Apple Podcasts. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Apple Podcasts versus Spotify. Well, you can't leave reviews on Spotify, but you know. Just leave a review somewhere.
Do what you can. Hit the like button or whatever. but before we begin our topic of the day, how are you?
You know how I am. You know how
this. Why?
You do. You do. The last 2 days have been the messiest of the year so far. Yeah.
We had some trifling shit go down. That's for sure. Yeah.
So we're trying to deal with that. Mm-hmm. We have a lot going on between February and March. A lot going on. A lot of changes.
A lot of transitions, which we'll update everybody on. Mm-hmm. So you're arriving a chaotic mess.
Yes. Okay. Which is very on theme for today's topic. What about you? How are you?
Today was actually, this morning started off good. I put time and energy into myself and my projects, and I made sure my skin was moisturized. Mm-hmm. And I was clean and I brushed my teeth and I'm starting off the day pretty well-rounded. Yeah. You know, I cleaned my car a little bit. You know when you have those days where you're like, I guess I can do this adult thing.
Yeah.
I can do this adult thing. And then it slips away by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But I'm starting off my day in a good way. So that's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Today's going to be a good day. Today's going to be a good day.
Every day is a good day.
We have to declare it. Yeah.
So, today's topic is a tough love. It's part of the Tough Love series.
Yeah.
And it's called You're a Mess. Mm-hmm. You're a Mess.
You're a Mess.
And again, as we say it, as a disclaimer for this series, if you cannot handle the truth or very direct languaging,
exit.
Sign off, exit stage left.
Yes.
We respect you still. We love you. But this is it for the week. We're going to go for the jugular here. So let's start. We've met a lot of messy people in our lives.
We have.
And this could be messy, you know, relationally,
mm-hmm.
person, like friends. Yeah. Or this could also be messy clients. We're not going to shit on our clients or anything like that, but
there's just messy people out there. And we're just talking about what that is
looks
and
like.
What that looks like.
Yeah. So I remember this, I met this one messy girl. Messy. Like, messy. I thought we could be friends, but, like, we partied a little bit because I was partying and stuff, you know? I was getting lit. But, yeah, we were partying and then she would, like, talk about her issues, and then she had this thing with, like, cocaine, and she wouldn't stop going to get the cocaine, and then
when she got... I know who you're talking about.
When she got the cocaine, she couldn't stop doing it over the next few days, and I was like, what on earth just happened? Like, no structure, no routine.
Mm-hmm.
Her day's all over the place. She's out here showing up to my home with a bottle of liquor at 5 p.m., sipping on it, and then waking up the next day, sipping on it, and then doing a lot. I'm like, oh my gosh.
No.
What is that?
Yeah, so this is what... So the mess is, like, it's not you necessarily, but it's your state of being.
Yeah. You all over
you're
the
chaotic.
Place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was, like, it was so easy to trigger her in conversation. It could be normal conversation. Like, she had a heart of gold, but, like, damn, sis, get your life.
That's a whole mess.
It's
that's
a whole mess. Who stands out to you in your head when you think about mess?
When I think about mess, I think about, like, finances. I don't know why, but for me it's finances. Like, people that are living way beyond their means, and we're talking about, like,
In debt.
And debt. Woo! Yeah, debt.
Like unnecessary consumer
debt. Yeah, unnecessary consumer debt. We're talking about like thousands and thousands of dollars. Woo! Over stuff. You know,
over things.
Yeah, and being way over their budget every month.
And you know what's funny?
And not funny, sad.
I'm going to say something rude.
It's okay.
But it's the Tough Love series. The people who spend, like, the most money don't be looking like they spend money. You know what I mean? Like, your money is going, but, like...
I don't see it.
Where? You ain't got the fashion to back it up. You ain't got the swagger to back it up. Where the fuck is your money going, bro?
On Uber Eats. On Uber Eats every day.
Like, where the fuck is your money going?
On Uber Eats every day.
At least let me see where these coins are going.
What do you want to see?
Trips, a nice clothes. Mm.
You're like, if you're going to commit fully.
Yeah. What you mean? You paid for all these Uber Eats fees. All you finna see is not your toes at the end of the day. Listen, like
Uber Eats could take you. It could easily be over $500 every week if you're not careful.
That's a mess.
Because you have the money for
especially
that.
If you can't afford it.
You can't pay rent, but you're buying Uber Eats.
All the time. For every meal.
That's a problem.
Get it together.
Another mess is you see people at work, right? People who are always running late. But I used to see this all the time back in the day where I worked at that community center. People coming in right before the boss. So you're supposed to be there at 9, but they're there at like 9:40. Right before the boss like shows up. Ooh, just to make sure. Bitch. That's a mess.
That is a mess.
You don't want to be in that.
And the thing is, it's like, I guess it's different if you're not passionate about the job or if you don't care for it.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time,
it's like, we're people of like, we try to show up because that is part of the commitment. That is part of the contract.
Yeah, that you made.
And that reflects on you and your character and the recommendations you get even leaving that place.
Yeah, the references that you get.
So it's more about the impression.
It's different if it's like, oh, this one time. But if it's like every day of the week, you're always showing up late.
That's rough.
That's your character, Loki. That's rough.
Oh, my God.
I'm always running late.
Listen, I have friends. I'm gonna shit all over you guys right now. If you are listening and you're always running fucking late for something,
you're going for the juggernaut.
Stop. That is messy.
It's not cute.
That's not cute. Why am I sitting at a restaurant for an hour and a half waiting for your ass to show up?
Because you want to be fashionably late.
But you don't even be looking like Beyonce when you show up.
It took you 20 minutes.
Looking like Akilah and the Bee, Kiki Palmer. Like, what did you spend the last 3 hours getting ready for? For you who are always late, and I understand. People are like, oh, island time this, island time that. Get it together. Okay?
Because the reservation at the restaurant is for 9 p.m.
We set a time.
And if one of us doesn't come on time, it's gonna be gone. Don't wait for you 15 minutes.
Exactly. 15. People who act like time doesn't exist. I'm pointing towards you, Black people. Like, get it together a little bit.
It's not cute.
It's not cute.
It's different if you're going to, like, you know what I mean? Like a large party.
Yeah.
Or just like, you know, like maybe like 100 people. It doesn't matter because, you know, everyone's gonna be there.
But if it's a
wedding or dinner reservations, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Because we're only like 4 people.
Exactly.
So if you don't come, I'm sitting there. I would have left.
So if you can't manage your time or your money, you are a mess.
That's a mess. Flopping on friends, that's a mess.
Flopping on friends, not being consistent with friends. And I understand. The thing is, I meet a lot of people who are like, yeah, you know, I just need to take some time to, like, they disappear for weeks. Mm-hmm. And then they come back and they're like, sorry, I was just having a tough time. And it's like, I understand. And at the same time, we were mid-conversation. Mm. So, like, you should have let me know at some point what was happening. It's like they do this pop-up thing. Oh, I'm back now. I'm back and I'm better.
I have no respect
for people who can't communicate. If you can't manage communication, you're a mess.
That's a mess.
If you can't be adult enough to say, hey, having a few tough days, gonna be back, you are a mess. If your only way to deal with things is to disappear, you are a mess.
That's a mess. So another thing is when problems are like a constant in your life.
Got a problem with everybody.
Everything, everybody, everywhere,
is an issue.
Everywhere.
You are the problem.
Oof. Yeah, you're the problem.
You're the fucking problem.
You have to come face to face with that.
If you got problems in every arena of your life, the only common denominator is you, my friend. Get it together.
Get it together.
This is what kills me the most. The victim mentality. Kill me. Like, oh my gosh.
But not though.
No, 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 don't kill me. But people who are like, they're never responsible for anything that happens.
No accountability.
It's everybody else's fault. Oh my gosh, this. Oh my gosh. And it's like, we face, if not the same, similar challenges on a day-to-day. I don't want to be here. You don't want to be here. The difference is, I do something about it. Like, but the people who are constantly, you know, absolving all responsibility, for me, they grind my gears. And I think that's partly because of my own trigger of having to be hyper-independent throughout most of my life. So when I see that in people, it just triggers me.
It's a problem.
You're a mess if nothing's your fault.
Yeah, you're a mess, and you have to realize that and grow out of that too.
Exactly.
We can't just sit in it. We have to move.
Exactly. One of my favorite, and I watch all types of videos, but I was watching a Navy SEAL person, very well known, forget what his name is, and he was talking about something like extreme accountability. Taking extreme accountability for your actions or inaction, because accountability is the only way you could actually change anything.
Yeah.
If you're so ready to put it on, so for example, my friend did this. If you're putting the responsibility on the friend, you can't change the friend.
No, you can't.
You can't change the friend. You can't change the circumstance. You could only change your actions.
Yourself.
That is it. So if you don't take responsibility, there is no change. There is no growth. So therefore, you're a mess.
Yeah. Another one is the people that are in these unhealthy relationships.
Oh, my God.
The delusion. Right?
Get over it.
That you've created around a person or around a situation. And it's like, we need to move from that.
The toxicity. People who stay in toxic situations knowing it's toxic and hoping it's going to change. Laughable.
That's a mess.
Laughable.
That's a
this
mess.
This summer. Remember the guy who played me?
I was looking and saying, which one?
Oh, that's how much I got played this summer. Anyways, I'll make a separate podcast about that. But the one who played me, the girlfriend who he also played, stuck around.
Yeah, that's a mess.
Stuck around. And what ended up happening? More mess between them two. Because she convinced herself, oh, he only played her.
Right.
You know, so I'm going to stay for the ride.
Pattern.
And it's like, no. If the person is showing you who they are, that
believe
is exactly
them.
Who they are.
Believe
I don't need,
them.
I don't know what more proof you people need. It's laughable. What more proof do you need? I'm like, is that how, like.
No, that's the delusion.
The delusion is as deep as fucking Jeffrey Dahmer's wife. Because the bitch sat there the whole few years while this nigga was going around fucking town, killing bitches.
They had to be in
denial. Not Jeffrey Dahmer.
I understand the concept of what you're trying to say.
The other one, Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy had a whole wife. Wife. He would come home late night hour. He was out here killing bitches.
Back at 3 a.m.
Coming back at 3 a.m. And the wife didn't turn around and say, nigga, where you been?
The denial. Because she was trying to protect herself.
The denial.
Yeah.
The denial. You smell your husband coming home smelling like motherfucking blood. Not even lipstick. Blood.
Just pure blood.
And you out here like, I can't see, I'm blind. Like, open your eyes. You are a mess if you are not honest with what you're seeing. Stop trying to protect people in your deluded fucking world where everything goes your way. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be the joke.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're going to lose, and you are going to be the joke.
You're the joke. Another thing is not prioritizing sleep.
Lord.
I've been guilty of this. Remember in my, 2020 days when I was working two jobs and I was doing like 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. and then still coming here in the
morning.
I did that.
I wrecked my sleep.
I've wrecked my sleep quite a few times. I pushed myself too hard.
And the thing is like, I know there are people out there, and I know I'm talking to one of them right now, who's going to say, well, I can survive on 3-4 hours. Well, bitch, listen. I thought I could too. But that's called denial, because though you think you could operate on 3-4 hours of sleep, your body does not agree.
Yeah.
And the thing is, just because you're doing it now and there are no repercussions now and you're getting away with it now, guess what? Once those numbers start going up in terms of your age, you will feel the difference when you're not getting your fucking sleep. Well, stop fucking with your sleep.
Don't do that, because 3 hours of sleep is a nap, okay?
3 hours of sleep is a fucking nap.
It's a nap. So usually people need about 8 hours.
And we want to clarify that we're excluding people who have sleep problems.
Yeah, no. We're talking about someone who
chooses
you can
to
fall
not
asleep and stay asleep, but you're choosing to not because you're at someone's house, you know,
or
a sneaky link.
Or you're on fucking TikTok. Or
scrolling
Netflix, knowing your ass won't remember what the fuck you watch the next morning. What are you doing compromising your basic need?
Yeah, you need sleep.
Sleep is such a basic need. Same thing with people who don't eat enough. Okay. What are
you
doing?
I've been guilty of that.
The thing is, we have to contextualize. This is not people who suffer with eating disorders.
No.
We're talking about people who go all day, I forgot to eat and I'm tired and I'm irritable and I'm angry, but like, I don't know why.
You didn't eat, you didn't sleep.
Oh my God.
How are you standing up? How are you alive?
And it's like people overlook the simplest part of the equation and they're like, I don't know why. When it comes to sleeping and eating, they'll be running on 3 hours of sleep and they'll have eaten one meal and they'll be like, I have no idea why. I have trouble maintaining, you know, concentration. I don't know why. I'm so irritable when it comes to other people. Well, oh my gosh.
You didn't sleep. You didn't eat. You have nothing in your stomach.
I understand the frustration that scientists have, where it's like, we've been telling y'all niggas to sleep 8 hours, drink
water,
8 cups.
Of it, the 8 cups though.
Eat 3 meals a day.
Listen,
what are you not getting?
I'm guilty of that. I'm not drinking 8 cups.
I'm not drinking 8 cups either.
But I'm drinking water. I'm drinking some.
I need to work on that. But I'm learning to get my sleep. And the thing is, sleep regulates all your hormones.
Yeah,
so
it does.
The people who are not sleeping, not only are you eating more, but you're not feeling full when you eat. And your mood's all over the fucking place. So if you already have a disorder like anxiety or depression, you're just exacerbating all your shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally ruining your concentration and attention.
Oh,
and you're increasing the likelihood that you are going to regulate your lack of sleep through other substances like caffeine, weed, whatever it is. So stop fucking with your sleep.
Just get some sleep.
You're a mess if that isn't down pat.
Mm-hmm.
What's next on the list?
I think we went through everything. I wrote the state of your house or room. And
Ooh!
We're not talking about someone who
has ADHD maybe, who has like trouble with executive function.
Which they would need to get around to, you know, talking to a therapist,
talking
to a family doctor, taking action on that.
But it is a mess if the food in your room is molding. It is a mess. If you're crusty.
If you have ants in your room.
If your crusty ass underwear has been on the fucking floor for the last, if you haven't cleaned that stain, you're a mess. That is nasty.
Get to it.
That is actually nasty.
The thing is
like our room reflects our inner state and our inner state reflects our room. So if your room is nasty, guess what? You're going to start feeling gross.
Yeah.
In that space. Imagine you went to a hotel and then you saw this big ass fucking stain on the bed, just this brown stain. You don't know what the fuck it was.
Mm-hmm.
There was trash on the ground. It smells like shit. Like human feces in the fucking hotel. Would you want to stay there?
No, you wouldn't want to stay
there. If the answer is no, why do you stay in your room?
Why do you accept that for yourself?
Disease-infested fucking mess. Why do you do that?
Yeah.
That's fucking nasty.
That's a mess.
If I were to walk into your room right now and your first feeling is embarrassment. That makes you know that you are a mess.
You're a mess.
You're a fucking mess.
And you need to get to it.
And the thing is, we're not talking about, like, you know, people with high standards are like, oh my God, one thing is disorganized. I have a huge mess. Not you, bitches.
Not you, no.
Sit down. That's You're not part of this That's conversation. A That's a different.
We're You're talking about, no, we're talking about, like, we're walking on clothes.
Yeah. Or the clothes are all over your bed and you're sleeping on top of the clothes.
I done did that too. Like, I'm calling myself out because I don't have ADHD.
The thing is, I've done this at a certain point in my life.
Yeah. But
the thing is, I would always get defensive when my mom would be like, clean your room.
Yeah.
I would always get super defensive. And it's like, she was right. I was a mess. And sometimes you just need to hear that person say, this is normal. It's not safe. It's not healthy. And it's not
all the things.
It's going to hinder your mental health. Mm-hmm. So all these things we're mentioning is because they hinder your mental health. And if you don't work on them, literally, you will constantly feel like chaos.
Yeah. And we're talking about them because some of them we've also been in those messy situations.
Yes, and we've learned the lesson.
I was sleeping right next to the pile of clothes on my bed because I'm like, then I have to fold them.
I know that one. Yeah. But just like get it together a little bit.
A little bit. Just do something. Bit. Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll reflect. And what reflection question will be, in what ways are you a mess?
Yeah. And what are you going to do about it?
And be honest with yourself. We're all a mess in certain ways, but it's just about taking that extreme accountability so that you can start to facilitate some type of change, but you have to be honest.
You do.
But with that, we'll leave you with bleh.